10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Watchman's Cry, News from the Wall, your source for the truth and what's really happening today.
Hello, folks. I'm Nathan Liao, and you're listening to the Watchman's Cry, News from the Wall, the program where we visit the reports that are true and where we also talk about the events that matter. Why do they matter? Because they may touch either our lives or the lives of our loved ones. It's important to be able to face the truth. The truth is the lamp of reality. The truth smashes the facade of unawareness. And by so doing, the truth rescues us from the darkness. My friends, denial is not a treasure. Denial is not a virtue. Denial is an opposing force that wants to become a chain around your neck. Denial wants to make you late for supper. Denial will leave your pantry empty. Denial is a tranquilizer that will make you groggy and put you to sleep. So folks, His truth is marching on, and I want to be a part of that parade. Don't you, my friend? And this is why we do these programs, because more people need to know the truth. Our address is Watchman's Cry, P.O. Box 157, Priest River, Idaho, 83856. By the way, folks, if I have enough time at the end of this program, I want to share with you our new YouTube project about zombies. Yes, you heard that right. Watchman's Cry is making a zombie video, and at the end of this program, we will talk more about it. But speaking of zombies, if you've been reading the news the last few weeks, you know that the topic of zombies has been on the headlines. A lot of people have been wondering about zombies. The term zombie apocalypse has been one of the highest Googled phrases over the last few weeks. And that's because of the crazy events that have taken place that involve human beings attacking other human beings where they actually bite the other human beings, biting them with their teeth, biting into their skin, drawing blood. In some cases, some of these individuals have done some very horrible, horrible things, and most likely you already know about that crazy, bizarre, almost unbelievable story that happened in Miami, Florida, where an individual who was high on drugs attacked another individual. I don't want to go into much detail, folks, but he bit the guy's face. He bit off a lot of the guy's skin. He's going to need a miracle of surgery, and he's going to be needing a lot of prayers. Some crazy stories are on the news right now, folks. In addition to that, there's stories of police officers having to engage citizens who take knives and cut into their own stomachs and throw parts of their skin and parts of their body at the police officers. There's been stories of individuals that have done some very, very bad things where they consume parts of other loved ones. Folks, these stories are bizarre. They're crazy. They're unbelievable. And right now they're happening here in the good old U.S. of A. The good old Christian nation of America. How can this be? How can America, the land of Judeo-Christian ethic, have citizens that do such crazy things? Well, it has to do with what time it is right now. It has to do with the real clock, the divine clock. There's a lot of very, very important spiritual matters that need to be grasped right now. There's a lot of spiritual truth that needs to be understood by the people of God, by Christians, by people who go to church. But unfortunately, most people that are going to church right now have no clue on what's going on right now in America. And today on this program, I've invited a good friend of mine to come on and help me talk about this very story of zombies. His name is Augusto Perez. Many of you know him. I've had him as a guest here in the past. Augusto Perez has the Appearance Ministries. So I want to welcome him right now, Augusto Perez. Welcome to the program. Augusto, are you there?
I'm here, Nathan. Good to be with you.
And it's been a while.
It has been a while. It has been too long. I always enjoy coming and sharing with you here in your program.
Well, Augusto, you and I have had some private conversations, and a lot of the things we talk about privately on the phone would make some pretty good programs, wouldn't they?
Oh, my goodness, yes. I mean, after we finish a conversation many times, I I just look back and I said, that would have been a great program right there.
Right, and we've covered a lot of different things. Since I'm talking about these crazy stories right now, you're in Florida, so I'm sure it hits a little bit closer to home. Are people talking about this where you live?
Yes, absolutely. You know, Florida has been hit with several of these cases in the last few days and since the beginning of the month of June. And, yeah, I probably am closer to these things than most people. You know, several of the cases happened right in Miami where I lived for 26 years. So I know exactly the locations that they were talking about by the Miami Herald. I mean, I passed by there many times. So I am very familiar with these sites and locations. And many of these events are so bizarre that a lot of people, policemen, are really reacting to it in a very strange way. I was reading an article, another case just happened there, and a man, the police arrested this guy, and he was actually trying to bite their fingers off. They were trying to, you know, restrain him, and he was just acting like a raving animal, and they had to put him in this restraint, that kind of restraint they put on their head, so they can't do that kind of stuff. And these kinds of events are beginning to become more normal now. They're happening too much. And so, of course, you know, people are beginning to associate that with zombies and things of that nature, which have been made popular by movies and programs on TV. But I do not believe that these are your typical, I mean, the zombies that people are familiar with in cases like in Haiti and in some other places like that. I think that this is a proliferation on the planet of some things that we have never experienced before. And last year, we talked about it. I believe we touched on it when those 13 Mayan elders came here to this country and began to do their, you know, their hocus pocus and their pilgrimage from New York City to Los Angeles with the 13 crystal skulls, and they were really going to open some portals and do all kinds of things and rituals. And I sent out a newsletter, and I sent out some prayers against it, and some people kind of laughed at it. They didn't take it serious. But I shared at that moment, I said, these people are really going to open portals. This is not a joke. This is serious. These people are going to be opening portals, and are going to be releasing demonic entities into the atmosphere. And this is going to cause a lot of problems, and the Christians need to take this serious and need to begin to pray and prepare themselves and pray against these things, because these things are real. I have seen, Nathan, the power of Satan. I have seen it. I have been involved in many deliverances. And when these things happen, when these demons manifest, they have tremendous strength. I mean, I'm talking about 5 to 10 times normal strength. I have seen little skinny weaklings, men or women, become tremendously strong that it took 5-6 men to restrain them. I have seen people under the influence of the demonic that they can do some very strange, miraculous feats of power. They have balanced themselves on a pew, for example. I have seen them lay back, you know, as I began to come against those demons, they began to lay back against the back of the pew, and basically they became like straight, like a board, right against the back of the pew. There is no way that a human person, a normal human being, can do that in the natural. So I have seen many of these things with my own two eyes, and I am telling you, many of these things that are happening right now is demonic manifestations of the highest caliber. And I'm not saying that there may not be some drugs involved or some, you know, some of these LSD or some things like that. That could be. But that is not all that is going on here. I think that there is portals that are probably open through drugs. They do have that ability. you know, peyote in Mexico. Many of the shamans, that's what they use to enter, you know, through portals and to enter into that dimension. So drugs do have the ability to open these portals to enter in, but what happens is that now, whenever these portals are opened, Nathan, there is coming through demonic entities that they were not banking on, these kinds of entities coming through at this moment. And what's coming through is horrendous. And this ties in with the visions that the Lord has given me, and even he has given you, about the darkness that was going to come upon this whole earth. And I believe that it's already beginning. We are already beginning to experience this darkness, and it is going to intensify. And this is only the beginning. I regret to say that. We're going to see worse things in the days to come.
Amen. And you know, Augusto, over the past several years, as you just said, I have seen some glimpses of darkness, and admittedly, I have not seen the zombie cannibals story in a prophetic vision or dream. God just revealed that it's just going to be dark. It's going to be horrible. And for the listeners that are familiar with this ministry, God has also revealed that many of the judgments that we saw happen in the Old Testament when they happened to Israel are happening to the United States and to other parts of the world. And Augusta, we've talked about the fourfold judgment in the past. And when we look at the judgments that God allowed Israel to experience when they were in disobedience, and see, that's the key that I think the listeners must understand. This has to do with the theme of obedience versus disobedience in a land at a given time. It has to do with how they're treating their godly heritage. And Augusto, I'm sure we can agree that the America of today is not the America of times past. And God has been sharing with a lot of people, a lot of watchmen, a lot of regular folks, that his judgment's on America. And so when we look at how he judges a land, it's very simple. We can go to the scriptures and we can read in, for example, in the book of Ezekiel, it talks about how he will allow famine, pestilence, the sword, and the beast judgment to come over the land. And when we look at the fourth one, the beast judgment, now back then it would be translated in a natural type event where wild animals were ravaging the land. But when we translate that and bring it here into our time, into the New Testament, those beasts, Augusto, are the evil entities, the demons that are out there. And God, with his sovereignty, will allow certain entities to have reign over a land, or he can restrain. And it's in God's mercy. So if God has finally said enough is enough and he allows the land to be judged, then he pulls back his hand of protection and he allows these entities to have a little bit more freedom. And that's what we're seeing right now. And when God showed you the darkness was coming, and when he showed these things to me, I believe that's what he was saying. He was saying, I'm going to pull back my hand of protection. And America, you have no idea how bad it's going to be. And Augusto, this is just the very beginning.
It is the very beginning, because if we look at the book of Revelation, we are going to see there when the sixth seal is open and then the trumpets begin to sound, we see some horrendous things that are going to be happening. We see some... Of course, we see the cataclysms and we see the asteroids hitting the earth, but we also see some horrendous creatures that begin to manifest on this earth. And this happens after the fifth trumpet, I believe it is, and there is a star that falls from heaven to the earth, and a key was given to it to open the bottomless pit. And out of it came smoke and all kinds of ungodly things, and he had a king over it called Abaddon. And, of course, when you read that, you see the characteristics of these demonic entities. Had hair like women and teeth like lion, and were very, very fierce and very deadly. Tails like scorpions. And, you know, these are going to be given power to torment mankind for 6 months, it says. Everyone that does not have the sign of God on their foreheads. And so these are entities that are going to be released in these end times. And this is what we're talking about here. There are things beginning to be released, either man-made by dark rituals like blood sacrifices, and all of those things combined are beginning to open portals in the supernatural. All these things are going to cause the opening of these portals, the releasing of these entities from the bottomless pit. So what we're beginning to see is just the beginnings of this horrendous release on the planet of these entities. Now, cannibalism, let me just share a little bit on cannibalism, which, you know, when a person is considered a cannibal, he commits the act of cannibalism, is basically that human beings eating human flesh, eating, devouring each other. This was introduced into this planet by the Nephilim, by the fallen angelic entities. They were the ones, if you go back to the book of Genesis, chapter 6, they are the ones that introduced this into this world. And, of course, when Moses and Joshua and Caleb, you know, and all the people of Israel came to Jericho, remember when they sent out the 12 spies, 10 of them came back with a bad report. Only Joshua and Caleb came back with a good report saying, we can do it. We can overcome this people. We can, you know, we can win this thing. But the other 10 talked about some tales and some things that really, as we look at it now, we can see that what they were saying was that there were giants there that devoured the inhabitants thereof. Now, I read that many times in the past. I never made much of it, but as I look back now at it, and I look at it from the point of view I have now with more understanding and revelation on these things, I see that these were probably giants that were there, Nathan, that were literally, physically eating human beings there. They were devouring human beings. They ate human flesh. And as we read, you know, some of these other books, you know, like the book of Enoch, which is, by the way, spoken of in the Bible, referred to in the Bible, both in the book of Jude, and is quoted verbatim in the book of Jude, and is also quoted in, I believe it's in 2 Peter. We read there that these angels, these fallen angels, these watchers, they taught humankind many things that were forbidden. One of these forbidden things was cannibalism. And so that is where the tales of all these cannibals come from. And even today, there are some tribes in some parts of the world, in Indonesia, and I think it's in New Guinea, some parts still of Africa, where they have these tribes that they're cannibals. They consume human flesh. And so where did they learn this? So these are things that, to this day, is being practiced. The Chinese, they are cannibalistic. They eat fetuses. I just got my hands on this piece of news, Nathan, and I hate to share that like that, but I have links to pieces of news that show how they are doing this to this day. Right now, in 2012, they're consuming aborted fetuses as a delicatessen. It's really repulsive, but it is happening. It is a fact. They consider it like an aphrodisiac, and is very, very expensive. I think it costs like 3,000 yuan. And you can buy an aborted girl fetus that you can consume. I mean, this is the kind of thing that is so repulsive and yet so true. We cannot hide this. It's true. And this is happening today. Now, what would cause a human being to do that kind of thing? Now, these events of these cannibals, people that are eating flesh, human flesh, this is not new. This is just now beginning to become intensifying and become normal in many parts of Florida. Are beginning to see that over the United States, other parts, over the world. These incidents are proliferating. They are intensifying.
That's exactly right what you're saying. They're normal worldwide, but they're coming on shore to America. So they may be new to Western Judeo-Christian way of thinking, way of life here in America, because we've never heard of these things. By the way, that story you mentioned about the fetuses, I saw that story. I think the guy got caught. He was smuggling some of those parts to another place to sell them in Asia, and he got caught. But that's exactly right. And that's what I want the listeners to try to get a hold of and a grasp of. And that is this, God's hand of protection in this land is being pulled back. So those horrible stories we hear about in the bush or in the jungles or in Africa, in Haiti, now they're coming on shore here, and they're going to be terrible, aren't they, Augusto? They're just dark and horrible.
Well, the thing is this. The whole thing here, Nathan, is a spiritual principle. when you open a portal, either as a human being, a person opens a portal, okay, that means he does something. He or she does something that is not right, that is sinful in the eyes of God. When that happens, it opens a portal. It opens, it gives the devil a license. The demons gives them a license to come inside a person's life and begin to torment them. This is what is called being oppressed by demons, okay, or being invaded, being possessed by demons. And this has always existed, okay? Now, in this nation, we never heard much about it because this nation was a Judeo-Christian nation based on Christian principles. We just didn't do that kind of stuff. And the people back in the 50s and even early 60s, they were very godly praying Americans. You know, they may not have been perfect. They may have been committing some sins, but they were praying people. They were good people. They worked hard. They prayed. They went to church. They tried to do right. They tried to be good to their neighbors. And, you know, they practiced the golden law, the golden rule. You know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And so this nation was built on that foundation. Whether people believe it or not, whether they like to hear it or not, this was a Judeo-Christian nation. And in the early 60s, it began to depart from that. Laws began to be passed. The enemy began to take over high positions in the government, began to change laws to the point where now our nation has become really ungodly. Homosexuality is being practiced in the military. All these ungodly deeds that nobody, I mean, even dares to talk about, now they're passing laws that are making it legal. But if you try to bring in a Bible or some good Christian books to the military for them to read, then they will tell you, you cannot do that. You cannot bring this material in here. But they're allowed to do acts of homosexuality, you know, sodomy, all these things, they're okay. So this is the type of thing that opens doors to all kinds of demonic entities. The abortions. Every time an innocent child, an innocent baby is aborted, that is the shedding of innocent blood. I have taught on that. That opens portals for the powers of darkness. It opens portals. It gives them power. And this is something that they do. They do blood rituals. Human sacrifices. These things have been done for a long, long time. We don't hear about them, but now they're becoming more and more normal, more popular. As the Satanism is growing, witchcraft and Wicca and all these ungodly things are growing. These were things, Nathan, that years ago you only heard about these things in third world countries. You know, the shamans and the voodoo priests and the Satanists, you know, in Santeria, you know, this was not here in this country. You never heard about it here. But now the portals have been opened. Now the doors are open wide. And all these things are coming into this nation. So the statues that are being built, look at Denver, Colorado. Look at the statues they have erected there. Look at the pyramid in Memphis. Look at all these other ones all over that they're building and have built. These statues, some people may allege, you know, well, Augusto, it's just a statue. Well, why do you think, precious saint of God that are listening to this, why do you think that the Lord commanded his children, he commanded them to destroy the altars of Baal. He commanded them to tear down the high places. He commanded them to destroy all the statues and all these ungodly things that they had built to honor this foreign god. Why do you think the Almighty always told his people, destroy it all, don't leave anything? Why? Well, the reason is because they were portals. They were points where the demonic, these demon entities could come in. Every one of these statues is a portal, okay? It's a point of contact. It's a portal that demonic entities can utilize to come inside a home, come inside a city, come inside a nation. These blood sacrifices, they're portals where these demons and these principalities and powers, they can come in and they are given the right, They are given the right, they have the right to be over this nation because the people put them there. It's just like a person that has been demonized. A person that has been demonized, I cannot cast the devil out of that person unless the person gives me permission. They have to shut the door and then give me permission and be willing to be set free and delivered. Well, the same thing goes for a nation. A nation that has opened all these portals and has welcomed all these ungodly deities and statues and religions and their foreign gods, this nation has done that. And now all these demons and principalities and powers have taken over large sections of this country. And they have a right to be here because these people invited them. And they are not going to leave until they're kicked out and all these people repent and destroy their idols and destroy the works that they have done and stop committing abortions and stop committing blood sacrifices and stop doing all that kind of stuff. Then these entities will have no choice but to leave.
Now, Augusto, I want to, for the listener that might be saying, wow, that sounds like some wild information, but I want to read a scripture out of the book of Isaiah that actually confirms everything that you're saying right now. And then I'm going to mention something, and then I want your comment on it. But this scripture is found in Isaiah chapter 5. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I know that a lot of these verses and chapters apply to Jerusalem and Israel. However, the principles that we see that God laid down for Israel, we're told in 1 Corinthians 10 that Israel is our example and follow their example and learn from their mistakes so that we don't make the same mistakes. It tells us that in the New Testament. So if we look at the Old Testament to see how God dealt with their iniquities, then if we're smart and wise, we can tell ourselves, whoa, I guess I better pay attention to this. And in Isaiah 5, Augusto, you're probably familiar with this passage. It talks about how God raised up Israel as his vineyard, but they didn't want to be his vineyard. They didn't want to please him. They wanted to just live for themselves. So in Isaiah chapter 5, verse 5, there's an interesting passage right here, and this confirms everything you're saying. This is a very, very powerful spiritual principle and even spiritual law. And this is how it reads. And now, please tell me, you, what will I do to my vineyard? Now, up to verse 5, God's talking about his displeasure that Israel did not want to be his vineyard any longer. So God's saying, so what will I do with my vineyard? And here's what God says. Here it is right here. He says, I will take away its hedge and it shall be burned. The hedge will be burned. The hedge was the protection, the cloak, if you will, the shield, if you will, of protection. It was that covering over a land to not let the evil come in. God's saying, I will take it away. And I will break down its wall, and it shall be trampled down. And Augusto, that's exactly what happens to a land when they become evil. God takes away the hedge of protection, and when that happens, then the people start doing their satanic ritualistic things where it does open up these doors. And you're using the term portal, but other people have probably used, it's a similar term. They've said doors, windows, they're giving free reign to the enemy, but that's what that means, portals. And Augusto, I wanted to mention this, and then I want your comment. Isn't it interesting that when we look at the September of 2008 economic crash, when the stock market crashed, it seems that along with that period of time, we started seeing other events also happen in America. For example, remember that statue of Anubis? And you're talking about statues right now. That Egyptian statue, the jackal face, and it was black with gold. And they paraded the museum of, I believe it was the New York Museum, paraded this statue all across America, up and down rivers. It was on trucks. It was on display in different cities. It was in Denver next to that demon-possessed horse that's outside the airport. And in the natural mind of man, to some museum person, he might think, well, this is just cool because I'm announcing and advertising that we have antiquities, discoveries at a museum, and it was on tour. So they use this Anubis statue to let people know, to come to the tour and see the cool trinkets from Egypt from way back when. Well, aside from that merchandising effort, in the spiritual realm, in the evil realm, oh boy, did Satan love this, Augusto, because this Anubis was the god of the dead. And basically, when you look at it in the spiritual realm, what was happening was the God of the dead was being paraded across America to signify that America is dying, is going to die. And that opened up a portal, as you put it. And then since that happened, Augusto, remember at the Super Bowl just this last year, we had a Madonna doing that simulation of a satanic service, a cultic service. And then at the Grammy Awards, there was that singer Minaj. I don't remember her name. She did another simulation. And now we have Madonna doing these satanic occultic simulations, not just in America now, but she's just been doing it recently in Tel Aviv and Israel. And so they're basically vomiting up these demonic things. When they do these, God said, okay, I've had it. I'm going to pull back my covering. And if this is what you want, then this is what you're going to get. And now we had, as you said, the Mayan elders did their little ceremony. And then we had the Anubis ceremony. Now we have the rock stars doing their ceremony. Augusto, what sort of evil satanic infections are they bringing into the land right now? It's happening, isn't it?
It is happening. It is happening, and it is happening right in front of our noses, and people don't even realize it. And the people of God need to begin to take measures to protect themselves and to protect their families, and not to open themselves up for this type of thing, because it's running rampant on this nation. Through all of these things, that people need to be so careful, because all these things are opening up portals for these demonic entities to begin to come into people's lives. And so this is giving rise to people acting like devils in human flesh, and many of these things are proliferating. And this is the reason why it is proliferating. It's an invasion from the realm of darkness into our realm. But people, listen, demons, evil spirits, they cannot, listen to me, cannot do it unless they are given a license. They are given permission. This is the key. Unless they're given permission, they cannot do it. This country is given permission to these devils. Families are given permission for these things to come in to their homes, come into their lives. That is why you're seeing kids shooting their parents, hanging themselves, committing suicide. I mean, why would a child do that?
Augusto, there seems to be a fascination in movies and in books with the dark side, with death, with blood, with entities that are not human. And let me just mention some of them. The vampire theme that we see in movies right now. There's the Harry Potter theme, the how to be a warlock, how to practice magic, the werewolf theme is popular. You have these movies that are coming out, and they have to do with the paranormal, where people are possessed by another entity. And in the movies, they paint it where it might be an alien creature or it's a demon. But there's this possession, this channeling that these movies are focusing on. Hollywood's just pumping them out. And so these people see these things. And, you know, the Bible says casting down every vain imagination. Augusto, what happens to a mind when they're constantly bombarded with this? When a child is bombarded with stories on how Harry Potter learns to be a great sorcerer, magician, so the child is thinking, maybe I can do it. So they open up their mind. They think about it. They entertain it. What does that do to a soul and a spirit that is supposed to be fixated on God when they're fixated on these things?
Well, they open doors for these entities to come in. I mean, it's basically what's going on. Now, we're talking about a time, okay, and a moment when this, you know, and we started the show with that, when these demonic entities and these demonic powers, they are on a rampage. The gates have been opened supernaturally so that they have an easier access to cross over from the spiritual realm, you know, from their dimension, the spiritual realm, over to our dimension, to Earth. So this is happening right now. On top of that, we talked about all these idols and all these statues being built all over the country, all this, the abortions, and this is allowing, again, these entities to come in greater numbers with greater frequency than ever before in this country. Okay, so having established that, this is the point right now. We have always been susceptible to these things, but now even more. So let's say an innocent child turns the TV on. He has no idea what he's watching, but he's watching some of these programs that are going to open doors for him, as this process begins and it continues, that child all of a sudden develops a stronghold. There is a stronghold now in his mind that he needs deliverance. Now, if this is not taken care of, this child or a person, it doesn't have to be a child, it could be a young person, it could be an adult. Just from watching TV, the Lord has shown me people can become demonized. He's shown it to me. This can happen just by watching TV. And it is happening. And so as these things begin to proliferate, Nathan, we're going to see more and more people that are walking in the streets. That's why when we walk in the streets nowadays and we look at people, they're like zombies. They're not there. You see them, but it's like they're hypnotized. It's like they're under the control of someone else. You talk to them, and the answers they give you sometimes don't make sense. They just cannot compute. It's illogical. And this is what's going on in this nation. This nation is under the hypnotic spell of demonic powers. And this is the way that the powers that be want it. They don't want people like you and me that can look at things and say, you know what, there's something wrong. They don't want that. They don't want people that are awake. They want people that are asleep, people that are hypnotized, people that are demonized, that they can be controlled. So this is the problem we have. The church has a task right now like we've never had before. Our hands are full. We have a task before us, a challenge, if you will, to bring the power of the gospel to the people. The power of the gospel is absent. There's no power in the gospel out there. You go to churches, there's no power there. There's nothing. The people go into churches and leave the same way they got there. Empty, in bad shape, bound, demonized. So what we need now are people that are preaching the gospel in the power and in the demonstration of the power of God to set the people free, to bring healing, to bring salvation, to bring deliverance. And it's not happening. And so the churches are dormant. The pastors are dried up, shriveled, dead, plucked up twice by the roots. They have no life in them. They preach canned sermons. It's a monologue. There's no power. There's no anointing. There's no life coming through. So we shouldn't wonder then why the people of God are in the condition they're at. They don't pray because they're not being told to pray. They're not being told how to put on the armor of God. They're not being told how to come against the powers of darkness, how to do a spiritual warfare. They don't know any of these things. But you have to stand on your own two feet to be able to take authority, take control, and stand against these things, or the devil is gonna have your lunch. He's going to eat your lunch and pop your bag. And the people need to wake up because this thing is real. It's real, Nathan.
It's very real, Augusto, and as you were saying that people seem to be anesthetized, we have to choose between Egypt's Kool-Aid or a drink from God's living water. That's the choice, Augusto. And I wanted to touch on something because I don't want to just leave the audience after they hear the show with thinking, well, that's interesting. Okay, so Augusto talked about portals, and so how does that affect me? What do I care? I don't live in Miami. I don't live around those crazy people, so I don't have to worry. And Augusto, I want to really, really emphasize, and I think that we need to spend a moment to emphasize because on the phone you've shared these things with me, and they're pretty scary, I guess, if we can put a title to them. And it's this. When people hear these stories of the cannibal in Miami, they might tell themselves, well, I live in a small town here in the middle of the Midwest. What do I care? That's not going to happen here. We don't drink bath salts and use them as drugs. Neither do my kids. I don't know anyone that does those drugs. They're blaming it on that new drug, the bath salt. So some people may dismiss it and say, well, I'm not going to worry about it. But if I did see a crazy person, the remedy for me, all I have to worry about is to make sure I have my gun with my zombie bullets and I'll take care of it. Case closed. Nothing to worry about. So a lot of individuals, and again, I think that this story, while it is gathering attention, is doing a disservice to the actual threat that we have before us, the demonic invasion over America. Because when people are trying to identify it, they're giving the explanation as it's a natural thing, and as long as I'm not around it, I don't have to worry. But Augusto, I think that the audience needs to know this. This demonic invasion that we're talking about is not just going to play out in people that took bath salts, where they go and do the crazy thing that we read about with cannibalism. It's also going to play out. Demonic entities are going to be flapping their wings, and they're going to be flapping over the entire country. They're going to flap over every state, over every city, township, village, rural community, and these demon entities are looking for a host to infect, to oppress, to depress, to just claw into. And aside from the cannibalistic stories we're hearing about, Augusta, we're also going to hear about these attacks and how can they attack. They can attack with depression on a mother, with depression over a father, depression over a child, with suicidal thoughts, suicidal temptations, suicidal nightmares, with, let's just open the book of all the horrible type mental situations that people can be in, with marital problems, with despair. Augusto, when we look at it that way, and these demons are very, very powerful, it's not just as simple as someone taking their little pill and the despair goes away. These are very powerful entities, so how do the people look at this?
Oh, it is that serious. It is that serious. Let me say this, Nathan, that will confirm some of these things that you're saying. When the Lord first showed me about the darkness that was coming, and this was so important, this was so serious that the Lord, the Almighty, He sent me a messenger from heaven. Okay, now that doesn't happen often. He sent me two messengers to deliver that message. That's how deadly, that's how serious this thing was. And He told me there is coming a great darkness upon this whole earth. And after that happened, I went to prayer and I asked the Father, I said, show me more, Father, show me more about this darkness. And what He said to me back then, Nathan, was, this darkness that is coming is going to be so powerful and all-encompassing, okay? The word is ubiquitous. That is another word I received in conjunction with that. That anyone that is not full of God, is not full of the Holy Spirit, is not full of the life of God inside of them, whoever is not like that, walking with Him, walking in close fellowship with Him, whoever has opened doors to the enemy, whoever has seen in their lives, whoever has not cleansed themselves from all sin and purged themselves, whoever hasn't done this is going to become susceptible to this darkness. This darkness is going to overpower them and is going to consume them. That is how serious this thing is. Now, going back to what you were sharing and asking, this is much more than just people becoming cannibalistic. This is just one manifestation that is going to be taking place. People have to remember that the most valuable thing that we have is our mind. Our mind, our brain, our mind is the seat of our soul. Okay? We are spirit beings that have a soul and we inhabit a body. So our mind is the seat of the soul. This is where we control our lives. This is where our will is there, our emotions are there, the seat of judgment is there, wisdom, all this is in the seat of our mind, it's in the soul. Therefore, if we open our mind, okay, which is a gate, if we open the gate through five senses, we have five senses, the sense of eyesight, the sense of hearing, the sense of touch, smell, and taste. Those are the five gates through which we receive input into our brain, into our mind, from this world, okay? Now, we have a sixth sense, which is in our spirit. That is the one we use to receive information from the spirit realm, from our Heavenly Father, okay? We receive that when we are born again. Now, in the natural, if we are not careful, if we open any one of those five gates, which are inputs, okay, doorways to our mind, okay, either through the eye gate or the ear gate or any of the other gates, if we let in anything that is not of God, that is ungodly, that is sinful, that is corrupted, if we let in any of those things, we are putting our soul in jeopardy. This is what many people do not understand, okay? You watch something that is ungodly, you watch a sex scene, or you watch a gory scene, or you watch a murder scene, or something of that nature, an occultic scene. You watch something of that nature, you are receiving that into your mind, into your soul. Therefore, that is a seed that if it germinates in your brain, if you don't repent of it and it germinates in your brain, you'll begin to have a demonic presence in your life. That is what's called a beachhead. The enemy has a beachhead there. So if we don't take care of that real fast and repent and cleanse it, okay, the enemy can build a beachhead there eventually. If we allow it to continue, he can build a stronghold, which the Bible talked about in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. It's a stronghold. Whatever it is, if we talk on the phone and we listen to gossip, people talking about other people, yabbity, 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 and saying all kinds of ungodly things, if we are letting that come in through our ear gates, it is affecting your soul. Okay, you hear ungodly things about being said about people. You hear bad words. You hear bad stuff. That is coming in through the ear gate. That is affecting your soul. If you hear people condemning you, people saying all kinds of negative things, condemning you, cursing you, or cursing somebody else, that is coming in through your ear gate. So if you allow that to come in, it will plant a seed in your soulish, and it will develop into stronghold, and eventually you'll become a gossiper, joining in and doing these kinds of things on the phone and talking about people, tearing people down, tearing their ministries down. There's a lot of this going on right now in the internet, Nathan. You know that. They have come against me. They have come against you. That is totally ungodly. It's totally unchristian. Whenever anybody begins to tear down a ministry, whether it's true or not, okay, God is the judge. Whatever is true or not, you begin to tear that person down, you are basically doing the work of the devil. And the devil is using you to do that kind of thing, and that is sinful. And so you are allowing the devil, the enemy, to come into your soul and contaminate your soul. And there are many other things, things we touch of we shouldn't be touching, places we go that we shouldn't be going, friends that we hang around with and we shouldn't be hanging around with. All these things open portals. They open portals, they open doorways that you let into your soul, you let into your mind, and these things contaminate. It defiles your whole life. It defiles your whole body. And eventually it gets down into your spirit if you're not careful. So this is the type of thing that people need to understand. The fallacy out there, Nathan, is Christians say, well, I am a Christian. I cannot have demons. That is totally untrue. Because the Christian is born again, okay, they cannot have a demonic spirit in their spirit. Because the Holy Spirit dwells there. That's the holiest of holies. They cannot have that. If they have the presence of the Holy Spirit in their spirit, the demon cannot go in there, okay? That's fine. That's established. However, a demonic entity can come into a person's mind, their soul, their thought realm, their minds, their emotions, all these things, and their body. Demons can attach themselves to bodies, can attach themselves to the mind, and this is how people get attacked. Christians get attacked. Christians get oppressed. They get tormented. This is why we see so many of them in that condition. So yes, Christians can be demonized. They can be tormented and oppressed by these demonic spirits. So the first thing that a child of God, a Christian believer, needs to do is get that fallacy, get that wrong doctrine out of the head that a Christian cannot have a demonic oppression. That is totally a lie. Demons can and will attack Christians.
Augusto, I want to make a comment on that. Because I remember ever since Bible college, we'd sit around as a young person 30-something years ago discussing that very thing. And whatever the wording was at the time, and I love how you just explained this. That was beautiful. Since then, in my ministry, I have come across over and over for many, many times where I run across an individual who I ask them how are they doing, and they say, brother, I have the blues. I'm depressed. I feel sad. The sadness will not leave. And I said, well, you want me to pray for you? And every time, Augusto, when I pray for them, it goes, but let me say what happens before that. There's been, in the spirit realm, your discernment can pick up the evil presence that's on a person. And I've prayed for people like that, and this is what I have seen in the spirit realm. It's like, for people that may be battling oppression or depression, the blues, however you want to word it, they don't have joy. So when I've prayed for them, I have actually seen in the spirit, they look like crows, and these demons will sit on their shoulders, and they'll just put their talons into their shoulders, and they're just holding on very tightly, and they sit there and peck on their mind, on their head. They'll whisper things and are latched on. So the people are walking around feeling depressed, but in the spirit realm, they have these demonic crows sitting on their shoulders, and they don't know it. So you ask a Christian to pray for them, and I see those things, and I command them to be gone. And with the strength of the name of Jesus, the powerful name of Jesus, they flee. And when I'm finished praying for them, their eyes have a glow. Their eyes have you can see the Holy Spirit in their eyes. Before that, they looked hollow and empty. And it's because these demons will oppress them. And so I know that for some people that have never visited this, they say, what do you mean? What are you talking about, Nathan? But Augusto, you know what I'm saying here. These things, these creatures, they're there. They're real. And they'll do that to people.
Yes. They will. And what you said is very important, that you can come against these things and cast them out, but deliverance will not be complete because the doors have not been shut.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do not shut the door, if they do not, if they do not take the measures to shut the door to make sure that these things don't happen again, yes, the spirit may leave momentarily, but it's going to come right back. And the next time it comes back, he's going to come back with seven other friends and stronger than him. And it's going to become seven times harder to bring deliverance to that person next time. So this thing is serious. And we're dealing with a real enemy. We are dealing with real issues here. And the Christians need to be trained, and they need to know and understand that we are fighting a real battle, a real war. We are in the middle of a war between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness. And there are going to be many casualties. And there doesn't have to be as many casualties. There doesn't need to be as many casualties if the people of God know how to protect themselves, and if they know what to look for, and they know how to avoid some of these things. So this is something that is very, it's not only necessary, this is going to be life-saving for the people and for their families and for the children. You know, do not allow your children to be watching all these ungodly things. You know, they may throw a fit. They may get a little bit upset, but you're doing it for their own good. And, be careful what they watch. Be careful what you watch. Be careful where you go. Be careful all of these things. It is getting more and more dangerous. It's getting worse and worse. And I know that this is not popular. I know that a lot of people might say, Augusto, I live in the world, and we just can't alienate ourselves from all these things. And I know it's tough. I know it's difficult. But we are living in very unusual times. And we may say repent, but it's not enough to just repent. People have to take preemptive measures. In other words, be proactive instead of reactive. In other words, instead of waiting for the sins to take place and then repenting, we need to be already walking ahead of that, avoiding certain things, avoiding things so we don't have to be repenting of the same things again and again. So this is something that we need to be doing what we can at this moment, because this is what I'm seeing, Nathan, and I know you preach repentance, and I do, but this is what I'm seeing. Okay, we preach repentance. Okay, they repent. Fine. The Lord forgave them. Okay, they go back outside, and then they come back the next day with the same problem. Okay, I got to repent again. Okay, they repent again, and God forgives them. There is power in the blood of Jesus Christ. He can wash away any sin. And he says, come to me and I will forgive you. Confess your sins. Okay, fine. They did it. They go back the next day. They come back and the same thing. And this is becoming a chronic problem. And I see this as a real serious problem in the churches, in Christianity, because the Christians are not able to walk in purity. They're not able to walk, in holiness. We're not going to be perfect as long as we are on this earth, but we have to strive to walk in holiness and purity. And that is the only way we're going to preserve ourselves. Otherwise, we are going to be always trying to solve or repent for some things and shut some doors that we open inadvertently. So we're going to be busy all the time defensively, okay? Protecting, defending ourselves, shutting doors, repenting instead of being on the aggression, being the aggressor, attacking, okay? Coming against the enemy, all right? Taking down strongholds, setting the captives free. See, this is where the Lord wants to take his people to that next level, Nathan. The church has been on that other level for too long. And the Father wants to take his people now to the other level where the Christians become the aggressors and attack the kingdom of darkness, you know, and save the souls, set them free, heal them. And we got to get to that next level.
Amen. Instead of walking in repentance, we need to be walking in discipline, walking in fellowship, walking in prayer, holiness, and in discernment.
Oh, absolutely. We need discernment now more than we have ever had it. And I'm not saying, Nathan, that we don't need to walk in repentance. No, that's not what I'm saying. I mean, you know what I mean.
Right.
We have to repent every day. But the thing is that people are committing the same sins every day. It's almost becoming like a Catholic thing, you know, where you go to the priest and you repent every day, say three Hail Marys and four Our Fathers, and you're good to go. And that is not what we need to do. This is not the way to solve the problem. We need to be able to not have the same things happening again and again. So this is how you walk in victory. And so the people of the Lord need to, in order to do that, people are going to have to learn to shut some doors. They're going to have to learn to say no. They're going to have to learn to say no to their children. They're going to have to learn to say, no, I am not going to do that. I'm going to discipline myself. I'm not going to watch that. I am not going to go there. I am not going to say this. I'm not going to react in anger. See, this is the type of things that I'm talking about before they happen. See, get to it before it happens. Because once it happens, then we have to repent. Then we have to go back to square one.
Augusto, in order to accomplish this, some people need to do some spring cleaning physically of their actual house that they abide in, and then some people need to actually redecorate, don't they?
Oh, there has to be a house cleaning, no doubt about it. The Lord has been dealing with me about this subject, Nathan, for the last 3 years. I had that experience I've shared before where he told me, he said, it's time to come into alignment. And I didn't know what he meant by that because I was living good life. I mean, I was serving the Lord. I was not in sin. I mean, I committed sins like everybody, but I was not living in sin. And I was doing the work of the kingdom. So really, I didn't understand what he was coming from. But as I began to pray about it, I began to realize what he really meant. He wanted me to deal with some issues, deep, heartfelt, deep-rooted issues in my life, issues of pride, issues of selfishness, issues of lack of forgiveness, issues of so many issues, sexual issues, you know, not looking at the right things, the right places, even for too long. All these kinds of things which sometimes we don't think about. Lying, you know, little lies, little white lies. So many of these things, and, you know, and I thought I was doing okay. I mean, I can give you examples in the scriptures. You know, look at the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 6. We see a situation there. Isaiah, one of the most godly men that ever lived. He was considered a dean of the prophets. He was consulted by kings, okay? This was a godly man. This is a righteous man. And yet he says, in the day that King Uzziah died, he saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. And if you keep reading that, eventually the presence of God became so strong in that sanctuary that all he could do was cry, woe is me, I am undone. I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Yahweh of armies. So here is one of the most righteous prophets. He wrote the book of Isaiah, and he wrote many of those messianic prophecies. And here is this same man saying, woe is me. He saw himself, Nathan, for who he really was. He was dirty. He had unclean lips. He saw himself as God saw him. He saw himself as he really was. And so that is why he said, woe is me. And the Lord sent a seraphim with a live coal in his hand. And when he had taken it with the tongs of the altar, he touched his mouth with it. And then he said, behold, this has touched your lips, and your iniquity is taken away. Your sins are forgiven. So if this was Isaiah, a righteous man, who are we to say that we are, you know, perfectly pure? When the Lord dealt with me, I realized, you know, how many issues I had. And there are people out there, Nathan, that you would tell them, I mean, they're probably listening to this and they say, you know, I am doing the best I can, you know, there's nobody perfect, blah, blah, blah. And that is not what the Lord is trying to tell you. He's trying to tell you, come into alignment. He that is pure, make yourself even more pure. He that is holy, make yourself even more holy. And he's going to tell the wicked, he that is wicked, let him become even more wicked. He that is unclean, let him become even more unclean. Because this is the time of separation. And so the Lord is calling his people to separate ourselves, to separate the godly from the ungodly, the profane from the holy. And we have to do this. These things that are coming upon the earth, Nathan, the only protection we have is in him. And if we do not hide ourselves in him, if we do not make sure that we are walking uprightly before him, when these things intensify, and they will, when these demons begin to manifest more and more, and they will, there's going to be no place to hide except in him.
Augusto, that was so beautiful how you spoke about that. And I don't want to deviate from what you're talking about in repentance, but I just want to add to what you just said about his protection. It was a few days ago when that Miami story was in the headlines, and I had gone to the shopping mall with my family, and I told my wife she was going to go get some things. So, you know what the husbands do? They sit in the middle of the shopping mall on that chair and wait for the wives to shop. That was me at the time. And I was just thinking to myself, Augusto, if these demon manifestations were to infect some person in the town I was in and told them to go to the mall and just start spraying your gun, you know, do a mass shooting, because I believe those things are going to be happening. What protection is a person going to have without discernment and warning to hear God say, you know what, you need to leave right now, or don't go there today, or whatever? That's the type of life we're going to have to be living in, Augusta. We're going to have a transmission that's directly to the throne of God, where he leads us and he guides us, because in the days that are coming, we're going to need that.
Yes, absolutely. We are going to have to be walking in the Spirit. After all, the Scripture says, they that are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. So we are going to have to be led by the Spirit. And the Lord is more than capable of protecting his children if we are walking in the Spirit. But if people are walking in the flesh, in the lusts of the flesh, and in the world, and in the worldly ways, you are not going to be able to hear the voice of the Lord, and you are not going to be able to be protected. So that is as much as I can tell them, Nathan, and warn them. We are living in perilous times, and the only shelter is in the Lord.
Amen. Well, we're coming to the end of our time, and we talked about a lot of things in this short amount of times, and we'll have to have you back to add on this, because I'm pretty sure in the days ahead there's going to be some headlines that will just make us do a double take, and will just be so unbelievable.
Amen, brother.
I appreciate you coming and sharing that, and ladies and gentlemen, that is the answer. It is to find that place, and it's so easy to just say, well, I said my devotion for the day. I did my prayers. But what we're saying right now is this is going to take some radical lifestyle changes, where the things that we tolerated just 6 months ago or a year ago, we have to get rid of those things. We have to finally say, I'm going to forsake them, because, you know, there's that old saying, the definition of insanity is to keep doing the same thing and expect different results. Well, for the Christian that is constantly stumbling, if no changes are made in the big picture of their life, the results aren't going to be different. So as Augusto was saying, we have to forsake those. Amen, Augusto? Because as Jesus told Peter, pray because the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So you need to be praying.
That's right. Well, there may be people out there that it is very hard to do some of these things in the natural. And to those people, I say, then you need to go in a fast of the Lord. You need to seek him in prayer and fasting. Fasting is a tool that the Father has given us to help us to cleanse ourselves and to purge ourselves of these things. Things that are not possible with just prayer, but they're possible with prayer and fasting. At one time the Lord said, this kind of evil spirit only goes out by prayer and fasting. So prayer and fasting is very powerful. If you want to get close to the Lord, seek him about prayer and fasting. Ask him how long you should fast, what kind of fast you should do. If you cannot do a water fast or a complete fast, seek him about a Daniel fast, or maybe just do veggies and juices and things like that. But you need to do some fasting. You need to push the plate aside and dedicate some time to just spend with him and let him change you. He's going to cleanse you. He's going to purge you. He's going to show you some things that you need to get rid of, and he's going to do a work inside of you. This work he needs to do in us can only be accomplished, like I'm sharing with you. This cannot be accomplished by a quick prayer or by listening to a sermon. We try to preach to you. I know Nathan preaches to you good messages. You're going to have to do it on your own. You're going to have to push aside food and dedicate some time to spend with the Father in purging, where he can come and purge you and cleanse you, show you some things that you need to change and get rid of, and then you're going to begin to see changes in your life. You're going to begin to see changes in your house, in your habits, in your relationships, in the way you are. You're going to begin to see yourself walking more in humility, walking more in love, walking more in self-denial. And these things are going to help you to achieve that. It's not going to happen by itself. It's not going to happen if you give your flesh everything it wants. It's not going to happen. So that self-denial is what the Lord talked about when he said, if you want to come after me, you must deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow me. But if you research that word, deny yourself, that is what I'm talking about. Is denying your appetites, denying what you want, what your flesh wants. You deny yourself. You pick up your cross, and you follow him, and I guarantee you, you're going to walk in the power of the Holy Ghost. You're going to walk just like Jesus walked. You're going to talk like he talked, and you're going to act like he acted. You're going to do the same works he did, and even greater works you're going to do. But it's not going to happen by itself. You have to do your part. Amen.
Amen. Brother Augusto, thank you so much. I always appreciate when you come on because you bring some information that just is the wow factor, Augusto. It's not those canned sermons that we hear from the typical megachurch. Augusto, you'll come back and share more?
Absolutely, Nathan. We'll do it again.
Amen, amen, amen. All right, folks. That was Augusto Perez, and he came on to talk about zombies, and we ended up talking about walking the walk, the real walk, not a zombie walk of the living dead, or, in other words, the zombie walk with no life inside. Folks, God can give you new life within. And that's why we do these programs, to offer and talk about hope for the human soul, for your soul. Don't give up, my friends. And real quick, I want to let you know that I've been working on a new YouTube video production. Ladies and gentlemen, the topic is going to be similar to today's topic. And when I say similar, I mean we are going to talk about zombies. It's going to be about the zombie apocalypse. But we're also going to go in depth into the spiritual darkness that is invading America. Now, we touched some of those things on this program that you just heard, but this video is going to go deeper into it. And I'm also going to be working on another News from the Wall program that's going to lay out all the scriptural verses that will back up what I've been saying for several years, and that is this, that God is judging this country, that God has allowed his hand of protection to be pulled back, and there's scriptures in the Bible that talk about this. And folks, it is very, very important that we get a hold of what time it is. It's very important that you know what time it is, and also it's very important that you're able to communicate to your friends, to your loved ones, and are able to explain to them using the Bible so that they will know that we're no longer in the same season. The America that we're in right now is no longer the America of just a few years ago, of a few decades ago.
of your childhood, folks, those days are far behind us. And the new direction that America is now traveling, it's going to result in a lot of people asking the question, what happened to this country? It's going to become a more common question at the water cooler. What happened to this nation? How did we get here? And if you're able to explain to those people that are asking the question, what happened, then they'll have answers and they will also have the opportunity to place their trust in God for salvation. So that's why we did this video. It's going to be available on YouTube, and it's going to talk about how America has a fixation with death, with vampires, with werewolves, with zombies, with the occult and occultic promoting rock star divas. This video is going to be a great tool for you to share with your loved ones. There's probably a very good chance that you know someone, whether they're a friend or a loved one, that's on the fence, or possibly you know some people that are still sleeping on what time it is. So when this video comes out, I want you to be able to view it, and I also want you to be able to share it. So if you have not subscribed to our new notifications, I want to invite you to please go to our website at watchmanscry.com, and there's a link there where you can subscribe to new notifications. And when this video comes out and when our new articles come out, new audios come out, we will email you and let you know that they're available. All right, folks? Well, it looks like we're out of time. So, ladies and gentlemen, God bless you. Stay safe, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.